Welcome back again. I'm here at the Silk Museum in Derby, and I'm with Jeff. And we've just been talking about what function the mill used to have. So what does it actually house today?
Well, at the moment, it opened as an industrial museum in 1974.
Yep.
As part of Derby Museums. So originally, we took in a lot of Rolls-Royce aero engines. Obviously, with Derby's railway heritage, there's quite a big collection of railway-related artefacts.
Yep.
On the first floor. So, about 18 months ago, it was decided to completely refurbish the building. So we've mm-hmm. closed at that point. So we're in sort of flux at the moment between that and, you know, we're having architects in
yep.
to develop the site. Mm-hmm. So we've still got a few of the aero engines, some key aero engines on the ground floor, and the first floor with the railway related and other local industrial artifacts are still there.
Yeah.
But we're just in the process of fundraising, basically, see what grants mm-hmm. we can get
yep.
to see how much of the mill we can refurbish and open again. Mm-hmm.
I've just had a walk through before I've come back to interview Jeff, and we've seen the Rolls-Royce RB211 engine in there, and that's really impressive. How long has that been here?
That's been here almost, I think, from when we opened.
All right.
It's an engine from the 70s,
yeah.
basically. We had a special building built on the side to house it because it's so big. I mean, it's 5.5 tons, and it's a massive engine.
it's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. And so we've got a Silk Museum here. What other museums are in, like, the little group that we've got going in Derby?
Well, we've got the Museum and Art Gallery on the Strand.
Yep.
And then we've got Pickford's House, which is a museum of Georgian life, which is on Friargate,
yep.
on the Ashbourne Road out of Derby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Derby Museums, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for letting me talk to you on Audioboo, and I'll embed this in my post on peteroots.com. And I hope you've enjoyed the interview, and maybe it'll inspire you to come and have a look yourself. I'd really recommend that you do. So once again, thank you very much, Jeff. And
you're welcome. Yeah. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye for now, everyone.